Cities across the state are facing a severe budget crunch, much of it due to the 2.5-month shutdown of the economy and the corresponding loss of revenue. State Controller Tom DiNapoli found that sales tax revenue dropped by 32% in May. It declined 24% in April. Businesses were closed for weeks, and some were unable to pay their bills. That's likely to have an effect on property tax collections. Binghamton Mayor Rich David, who's vice president of the New York State Conference of Mayors, says cities had new costs when first responders worked longer hours as the virus peaked. He says now more police and public safety officers are working overtime during the largely peaceful protests continuing since the death of George Floyd. David says because of all of that, cities are facing a financial situation that he calls a nightmare scenario.
We are essential service providers. It's police, it's fire, it's public works, it's water and sewer. And so the shortfalls are so enormous that you're not simply going to be able to tax your way out or cut your way out or drain your reserves or hiring freezes, et cetera.
New York State is facing its own budget crisis with a $13 billion deficit due to the pandemic shutdown. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been pressing Congress to pass a relief package that includes money for state and local governments. He says without it, he'll have to slash state aid to localities by one-fifth sometime this summer.
You would be cutting schools 20%, local governments 20%, and hospitals 20%. And this is the worst time to do this.
Cuomo in the past has not been in favor of raising taxes. A growing number of state legislators favor increasing taxes on the wealthy, though, or on Wall Street transactions if federal aid does not come through. 100 senators and assembly members, all Democrats, whose party leads in both chambers, signed on to a letter that agrees in principle to raise taxes on the rich before making any budget cuts. Assemblywoman Yulene Niu is one of those lawmakers.
Are we going to keep on hurting people and be afraid of taxing the rich that they might flee Manhattan or flee New York, you know? And I think that we need to make sure that the rich pay their fair share.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he's not ruling out raising taxes on the wealthy if it can help alleviate devastating cuts.
Everything's on the table because it's just unacceptable and unimaginable for us to do 20% cuts to the lifeblood of communities.
Mayor David says for now, cities are going to have to live with a lot of uncertainty. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.